Hi, this is Ron Graham. Today I'm going to demonstrate the iBill electronic banknote identifier. This is the iBill by Orbit Research. Pardon my voice, I'm recording this after I recorded the original podcast, and as fate would have it, I've got a cold. I forgot to include the company's website for the iBill. If you're interested in this product, you can go to orbitresearch.com. That's all one word, orbitresearch.com. Now, back to the podcast. It's an identifier for your money. The basic function that the iBill does is not new, but how it does it is breaking many thresholds. I can show you some of it. I can tell you about all of it. First, what I want to tell you, I'm going to put it into very brief words. The iBill beats previous note tellers on several fronts. Let's keep it simple. It's lightweight, it's compact, it's fast, it's accurate, and a big thing in the world of assistive technology, it's affordable. So I said several things. It's compact, it's lightweight. This is a small unit. It's compact. It's 3 inches wide by 1.6 inches long. 3 inches wide is just wide enough to stick the end of a bill in. And it's less than 3/4 of an inch thick. It's lightweight. It's about 1.5 ounces with a AAA battery in it. This thing fits in your pocket. It fits nicely. It's smaller than my cell phone, and I carry my cell phone in my other pocket. The manufacturer calls it a key fob design, and that's appropriate. It'd be nice if this had a little ring to put this on a key ring. What I have is a pre-production unit. The actual model that's for sale might have that on there. I was sent this a week ago by the manufacturer to review it, and my review is positive on all fronts. The only change that anyone has suggested, and I've demoed this for several people, professionals in the visually impaired field, and several of the students I work with. The only suggestion anybody had was is maybe having a corner where it had a ring where it could be attached to a key ring or come with a key ring. The other points I mentioned were fast, accurate, and affordable. Okay, fast, the manufacturer says 1 second or less to identify most notes. And I found that to be very true. It's very fast. And I've tried it with several different builds, and it's nailed them. The big point is keeping the corner straight when you put the money in. It's accurate. Manufacturer says 99.9%. It hasn't missed one yet. If it's unable to identify it, it will give you an error message. You can either reinsert it or try another bill. It's omnidirectional. It doesn't matter if your bill's face up, face down, if it's a left edge or right edge, either one will work. It works on whichever direction your bill is facing. Where I really had reservations before I held this unit was the price. I said, for this price, they're going to do what no one else has done before. Give you a lightweight, accurate, and fast product to do this job, where others in the past have been large and bulky, and the cheapest I've seen one before was $189. There is a feature in the KNFB Reader Mobile that will identify your money, but from the reports I've received, it takes several seconds to identify money. This works, like I say, in a second or less. Okay, and like I say, the price, gosh, $99, anybody, even those on a fixed income, can make $99 work. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and demonstrate this. This comes with 5 different modes that you can identify your money with. There are 3 volume settings, which are 3 of the modes. There's a low volume, medium volume, and a high volume. There's a vibration mode, and there's a tone mode. Now, the vibration mode, if you're in a restaurant, you don't want to create any sound diversion for anyone. You can check your money at any point by just feeling the series of vibrations. There's a simple system of vibrations, one short one for a $1 bill, two short ones for a $2 bill, three short vibrations for a $5 bill. Then you begin with long vibrations, one long for a 10, two for a 20, and so forth. This will go up to the $100 bill. I really like this this vibration mode, particularly because this device not only can it be used by the blind, it's also for the deafblind. Because if you can't see or hear it, you can at least feel the vibration. And I just really think that's awesome that they can do this. Let me go ahead and demonstrate this for you. I'm going to cycle through. It's a very simple operation. Above the slot where you insert the bill, there's a button on either end. And if you press one button by itself, you will initiate the scan. Or if you do it without any bill in it,
error.
It gives you an error message. But if you press one and hold it, and then the other, you couldn't hear that, but it went to vibration mode. Then it went to the tone mode. There's a low volume, medium, and loud volume.
Error.
I'm going to go back to the tone mode. Because I can't demonstrate the vibration on a audio recording, I'm going to skip that mode, and I'll begin by demonstrating the iBill with a $1 bill on the tone mode. Okay, now this is a $1 bill I'm inserting here. And when it's in the tone mode, it will tell you with one low tone, that is a $1 bill.
One.
That's the low volume.
One.
Medium volume.
One.
And the high volume. I don't have a $2 bill, but I'm going to insert a five. There's three low tones, which you can tell the difference between the high tones and low tones very easily. Because next I'll insert a $10 bill, and you'll hear one high tone here. Distinctly different from the low tone. And that was one high tone for the 10. Now I will use a 20, and you get two high tones.
20.
And there's the 20, it tells you. This is very easy to operate with two button design. So to conclude, let me reiterate, it is lightweight, it's compact, it's easy to operate, it's fast, it's accurate, and it's affordable. And I want to say this, they have done it, and they've done it right, and I think, like the Victor Reader Stream, what they did when they came out with their product, they introduced a price threshold that was affordable to most blind people. And I think for this product, granted, it's not as versatile as the Victor Stream, but this sets out to do one thing and do it well. And on that, they've met their mark. Being blind has its drawbacks, but independence doesn't have to be a drawback. You can independently identify your money, and once you've got it identified, you can fold it whichever way you need to be able to pay for your purchases. And definitely know the denominations of the money you're handing out. I hope this brief podcast has been helpful to you, and I would encourage you to consider this for yourself or someone you know that's blind as a gift. It's definitely something I'm putting on my list for Santa.